Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Region 1 Superintendent Pam Vogel has announced the administrative team has decided to discontinue out-of-state field trips and programs that involve large groups of students at all grade levels due to the coronavirus. Vogel said a parents' meeting to discuss the high school's international trips is being planned. Two trips, one to the Galapagos Islands and another to Italy, were scheduled in April. The Italy trip has been redirected to Ireland, Scotland, and Scandinavia. Local events such as plays and sports will continue as normal. Two Monument Valley Middle School students are in self-quarantine after they went to school after returning from a country that suddenly was upgraded to a higher level of risk for exposure to coronavirus. In a story in the Berkshire Eagle, the two students did not show signs of illness and were cleared by a doctor to resume classes, according to a statement sent to the school families on Thursday by Peter Dillon, superintendent of the Berkshire Hills Regional School District. But soon after, the country's risk level on a scale of 1 to 4 was raised to warning level 3, indicating that people should avoid non-essential travel to the country. Such travelers should self-quarantine for 14 days upon leaving those countries, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisories. Dillon declined to say which country the students had visited, citing concerns that they would be harassed if identified. The CDC's March 4th travel updates say that South Korea, China, and Italy and Iran are at warning level 3. Lakeville Host Company Fire Chief Robert Smith reported there were no injuries in a two-alarm house fire that happened Saturday morning at Fowler Street in Lakeville. Firefighters arrived at the home at about 9:33 in the morning. Took about 1 hour to extinguish the blaze. According to reports, the fire did significant damage to the exterior of the home, minimal interior damage to the first floor. The homeowner, Kathy Sherwood, was home at the time of the fire. She's now staying with family members. Crews from Sharon, Canaan Falls Village, and Millerton, New York, provided mutual aid. The Solomon Kill Road Bridge in Salisbury needs $2.5 million in repairs, as one abutment on the Solomon Kill Road Bridge is severely corroded on the upstream side and needs to be repaired. Now, meanwhile, the State Department of Transportation official said that whole span should be replaced. The bridge was rebuilt in 2000. The town hired an engineering firm and testing company to study the deteriorating condition, but did not come up with a conclusive reason for why it happened. The project will qualify with federal local bridge repair programs. That means the town will be on the hook for about $440,000, or 20% of the cost, while federal funds will pick up the rest of the $2.5 million project. One lane will have to be closed during construction. A 35-year-old Pine Plains man will face 6.5 years in a state prison after pleading guilty to the use of a child in sexual performance and first-degree sexual abuse. Nicholas J. Torelli was sentenced on both charges in Dutchess County Court on Thursday. The sentences will run concurrently, according to Christine Hoylan, Bureau Chief for the Dutchess County District Attorney's Office. Torelli was also sentenced to 15 years of post-release supervision and will have to register as a sex offender. In Cornwall today, there's a meeting at 7:30 for the Park and Recreation at Town Office Building. In Salisbury at 5:30 tonight, the Salisbury Pathways Committee meets at 5:30. The Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets tonight at Sharon Town Hall at 6:30. Meanwhile, the doubleheader happens in Falls Village, the Board of Finance at 6:30, and the Board of Selectmen immediately following that. In North Canaan, the planning and zoning meeting is set for North Canaan Town Hall at 7 p.m. tonight. In Sheffield, the Conservation Commission will meet in the first floor meeting room of the Sheffield Town Hall tonight. Coming up tomorrow in Sharon, Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 3 o'clock at Town Hall. Also tomorrow in West Cornwall, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at the library at 7 p.m. and the Housatonic River Commission meets at Cornwall Consolidated School at 7:30. In Kent on Tuesday, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 6:30. In Sharon, the regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission is scheduled for Wednesday, 5:30 at Town Hall. The All Boards Committee meeting of Region 1 has a meeting set for Wednesday, 6 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. The Town of Northeast Planning Board has their meeting. That is set for Wednesday the 11th at 7 p.m., a special town meeting in Salisbury at Town Hall at 7:30. Voters will be asked to approve a 5-year lease with Ascendant Compliance for the space it rents above the Lakeville Host Department's firehouse on Brook Street, and another 5-year lease at the town-owned 414A Millerton Roadhouse. Coming up on Thursday, the Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Central Office Conference Room. On Thursday, the Town of Northeast has a town board meeting at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. The Town of Kent Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Kent Town Hall. In Cornwall at 7 p.m., the Board of Education has a budget presentation at Town Hall on Thursday. Housatonic Musical Theater Society presents The Sound of Music at the Burgess Auditorium at Housatonic Valley Regional High School Thursday at 7:30, Friday at 7:30, and two shows on Saturday at 2 and 7:30. Burgess Auditorium, hmts.org. For tickets, also at Salisbury, Sharon, and Kent Pharmacies and at the door. Meanwhile, the Stissing Theater Guild presents Peter Pan on Friday the 13th at 7:30, Saturday the 14th at 1:30 and 7:30, and Sunday the 15th at 1:30. Breakfast for a Cause, the United Church of Christ and Susie's Sweets are being held at the UCC Parish House, 8 Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall, coming up on Saturday. It benefits the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Community Service Club. You have to RSVP for seatings at 8:30, 9:30, or 10:30, 860-672-6840. The menu includes bagels, crepes with vanilla sauce, muffins, quiche, sweet potato quiche, gluten-free, and sausage. Local products will be used. The Ancrum Town Board will hold a public hearing to solicit public comments on a proposal to convert all streetlights in the town of Ancrum to LEDs on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Town Hall. Corned beef dinner being held by the Sharon American Legion Post 126 at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday the 14th, servings from 4 until 7, $14 for adults, $7 for children under 10, free for under 5. It's all you can eat while in-house. Takeouts are available. The Lakeville Hose Company Ladies Auxiliary has their corned beef dinner with Chinese auction on Saturday 5 till 7:30 at the firehouse. Takeouts are available. It's Bunko Time, presented by the Canaan VFW Post 6851 on Saturday at 6 p.m. $20 per person includes snacks, cash bar, and prizes. It's a dice game, it's easy to learn, and it's fun. Proceeds will benefit the Auxiliary Building Fund in support of Post 6851. A march dance put on by the VFW number 5444 Route 22 in Dover Plains happens from 7 to 11 p.m. on Saturday the 14th. Traditional country music by the 10 Brooks Molly Band, $15 per person. There's raffles, 50-50. Bring your own snacks. There is a cash bar. St. Andrew's Music in the Nave Concert Series presents the Manhattan String Quartet on Saturday at 7 p.m. at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, 1 Main Street, the corner of Routes 7 and 341. $20 at the door, $15 in advance at bit.ly/MANSQ. Students are free. The benefit brunch continues at the Interlaken Morgan's Grill on Sunday. Coming up next is the Extras program this Sunday. More information, Morgan's Grill on Facebook or interlakeninn.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust and also underwritten by the Interlaken in Lakeville. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,864.78, the NASDAQ at 8575.62, and the S&P 500 at 2972.37. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.